Sports Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, providing information to help you grow your business on eBay, even if you've made a complete mess of the rest of your life. Here's your host, Griff.
Hey, welcome to eBay Radio. Today is March 7th, 2017. If you're listening in the archives, this is show number 672. On today's eBay Radio show, we'll learn how to profit from the 2017 Spring Seller Update, and we'll get some shipping tips and strategies from an old grandma. No, not you.
Oh.
Yeah. We'll find out what you need to know about taxes in 2017. We'll also make the most of the changes from the update and learn how to work from your home without wrecking your home. We'll also hear from you. But first, here's Lee Mirabal with the eBay Radio News, brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping and more time selling.
Updates, implants, and constraints all feature in today's eBay Radio News for March 7, 2017. I'm Grandma Lee. If you missed last week's Spring Seller Update, you can find all the info you need by going to the announcement board. The update included a new fee structure, new listing tools, new ways for more visibility for your listings. Again, visit the eBay announcement board at ebay.com/announcements. Writing an eBay for Business blog, Shauna Champion helps us understand the theory of constraints. It's basically a business methodology that helps you identify procedures that put a strain on your operations or hinder your business output. And the idea is that once you pinpoint the bottleneck between you and your overall business goal, you can improve your processes until you eliminate the constraint. Read the blog post. Very important for entrepreneurs.
Will do.
Hosted by the San Jose Women's Club, eBay recently sponsored a coding camp for girls in collaboration with a nearby elementary school. The second through fifth grade students from Horace Mann Elementary were excited to learn how to create games and animations. The purpose of coding camp is to show girls how coding can be fun and to develop confidence while building critical technology skills early in life.
How cool is that?
Besides, they get paid a lot of money. The coding camp was launched 3 years ago for the daughters of eBay employees and have since extended this program to include the greater San Jose community. Robert Osborne passed away, Griff.
I know. Wasn't that sad?
Oh, my God. Because
what a calm voice he had.
And, you know, just to give you one quote from the general manager of Turner Cable. Actually, it's... Is that, yeah, it's Classic Movies, Turner Classic Movies, general manager.
Yes.
She said that Osborne's calming presence, gentlemanly style, encyclopedic knowledge of film history, fervent support for film preservation, and highly personal interviewing style all combined to make him a truly world-class host and author, and he certainly was. For those of you who don't know, Griff and I like the old movies sometimes, you know, when it's on Turner Classic Movies, and he was the host for all of them for many, many years. And I did notice, Griff, in the last couple of years, other people have come in and taken his place from time to time.
Yeah, well, you can expect that to start happening here soon. So
any minute. And a little bit of trivia.
Yeah.
He was born in a small town in Washington State. He studied journalism before he headed to Hollywood, where Lucille Ball encouraged his writing career.
Speaking of Lucille,
we found classic movie trivia and other books, signed memorabilia, Osborne, with famous Hollywood legends all on eBay.
Wow.
And the last, you were going to say?
No, nothing.
Oh. And the last story, a woman in the UK listed her used breast implants for sale on eBay after they were inside her body for 11 months.
Blech.
Although the seller said the implants are, quote, sterilized, so
Who
are
cares?
Clean.
Yeah.
And were listed for $250 roughly.
Yeah.
Cosmetic surgery experts have warned against using secondhand breast implants.
Oh,
the listing has apparently been pulled by eBay. Good advice here. Don't buy or sell used breast implants on eBay or anywhere.
Hello.
That's eBay Radio News for March 7th, 2017, brought to you by Stamps.com. Post is from your PC. I'm Lee Mirabal. Now back to eBay Radio, where you got the grip.
All right, here we go. You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. I was thinking about you last night, by the way.
And what were you thinking?
I was watching a new miniseries. It's called Feud.
Feud?
Have you seen it? Yeah.
No.
Oh, you don't know about this?
No.
So it stars Jessica Lange and Susan Sarandon, and it's kind of a historical retelling,
of
the making of Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
Exactly. With Betty Davis, Susan Sarandon is Betty Davis, right?
Oh, she's got Betty Davis eyes,
I
tell you.
I can't wait. I gotta watch it. Yeah, I did see something about that, but I haven't watched it. No, I'm too busy watching A Place to Call Home.
I don't know what that is.
Oh my God, you gotta watch A Place to, you and Howie have not seen A Place to Call Home. You've got to see it.
I got one. I have A Place to Call Home.
No, you've got to see this.
Yeah, I know.
Fantastic.
He likes that kind of stuff. You know, the weepy kind of
things. No. You're going to like this. Griff, I guarantee it.
Oh, I'll look at it. When we'll join our treatments.
You must watch all of it because it starts to get really good after 4 or 5 episodes.
I have such high standards now. I'm such a snob. I don't know how anyone puts up with me.
Griff, this is a show that is on Acorn.
Acorn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's that British thing.
Yes. Yeah. This is an excellent series. You must have gay characters featured prominently.
Really?
And wonderfully. You've got to see this series.
That's the story of my life.
It's an Australian series. I sent Howie a personal message telling him that you guys should watch it the other day. Yes.
A personal message of all things.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, the only TV I like really, really, really love is, and we've talked about this, like those British dramas, those crime dramas that have, they're like paced for turtles. They're so slow and they're so low keyed.
Vera is a good one.
They're great soporifics for falling to sleep.
And you know, you can find all of these things on eBay.
Where?
You can find the DVDs of them. You can find all kinds of stuff on eBay. And if you're not watching any of these, you haven't really watched quality television.
That's just our opinion.
I sincerely mean that. You have not. So listen, tomorrow is International Women's Day.
I know. Are you an international woman?
I am. And today's show features an all-woman guest lineup.
Was that on purpose?
Yes.
Well, that's cute.
Yes. And then, now Betsy wrote this next thing. So we've got to look and see what it is. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, in honor of International, because the woman she picked for this, in honor of International Women's Day 2017, I'd like to quote some e-commerce advice given yesterday by a woman who's been called one of the ultimate female entrepreneur icons, Martha Stewart.
Martha.
So we're going to go to page 13. Okay. Lifestyle Authority Martha Stewart is a best-selling author, Emmy Award winner, founder and CEO of her namesake company. We all know that, right?
Yeah.
Growing retail presence with some 8,500 products. So she got up in front of a bunch of people and had a speech, but then she started tweeting some things, and they make sense, Griff. Make it interesting, innovative, and beautiful, and give the people what they want. That's the secret of success in retail. Second, imagery and clarity of information. This could be for eBay sellers as well.
Yeah.
Is essential selling online. Giving lots of clear information helps to ensure customers are happy with what they order. And it says, I'm reliable, and that reliability has built my brand.
Yeah.
So, anyway, women, entrepreneurs out there, females, happy International Women's Day tomorrow. Is there an International Man's Day?
It's the other 365 days a year,
babe. That's true. It's your world. We're just living in it.
What do you know?
Mm-hmm. So true. Well, we've got an interesting show today, Griff.
Well, I should hope so. I mean, why would people turn in otherwise, right? We have a very boring, dull, lackluster show today.
Audrey is on. She's our first guest, Audrey Tracy, social media manager from eBay for Business blog.
She's my second favorite woman in the world.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. You had to say that.
I did.
Absolutely did. Okay. Second hour, we're going to have as our guest Beverly England.
Yeah, Bev.
Known on eBay as top-rated seller Sammy Cantu.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to have Barbara Weltman. God bless Barbara. She's always there for us.
Yeah, she is.
When we have to do our taxes. And let me see, also, in the third hour, we've got Judy, known on eBay as Judy BSA. Her name is Judy Harper. She's going to share her strategies for making the spring seller update work for you. How's that?
That's a good fantastic.
One. And then the last guest segment of the day is going to be Sherry Smith. She's known on eBay as Gino4603. And we're going to talk about how it's hard to keep your business from taking over your house and what you can do about it.
Well, you know, that's a really good one because...
You know that one all too well.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a toughie.
It is. Doing all my clearing out my house, we're almost at the end. We're almost to the sheds out back.
Really?
Yeah. My whole house, almost, almost. Now I'm trying to figure out what to do with all my radio memorabilia, dating back to 1965. John says I've been keeping it because it validates my career.
I
will never.
Harsh.
I will never show it to any.
Is that harsh?
I don't know, but he was trying to help me with why I was hanging on to this.
Yeah.
Gigantic box of stuff. So why? You know, what are my kids going to do with a letter thanking me for being the host of the some charity function?
They'll probably send it off to auction, or they'll call me up and say, "Hey, do you want this?"
No. They're going to burn it.
Oh, I think you're... Now that, they're not going to do that.
Yeah.
They're going to sell it on eBay.
No, not my... No, this is paper memorabilia.
Yeah, babe. You know, you are a semi-star now, right?
Griff, I was what? A bigger semi-star when I was known as your friendly next-door neighbor.
Well, that's in the past.
I was in 300 markets.
There. Yeah. It wasn't you that got small. It was the radio box.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, jeez.
Anyway, watch Feud. It's camp heaven.
I will.
And I got to tell you, Jessica Lange and Susan Sarandon, they're great actresses.
I love both of them.
Oh, man.
Always have. So it should be very good.
If you haven't watched the movie, you got to watch it. You can find copies of it on eBay. Whatever happened to Baby Jane?
Oh, good.
This segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers up next, profiting from the 2017 Spring Seller Update when we continue with eBay Radio.
Oh, hi, Bob.
Hi, Susie.
What can I do for you?
I've got this package to mail, and I heard you've got a post office on your desktop.
You must be talking about Stamps.com. Come on in. Stamps.com imports orders from all my selling channels into one interface, then uploads tracking automatically, and I can batch print multiple labels for as many packages as I have orders.
How much will I owe you for shipping my package?
Stamps.com actually saves me money with the lowest available USPS rates.
I'll pay you cash.
With Stamps.com, I use my PayPal debit card to buy postage, so I get 1% cash back every time I ship. Now, let's weigh your package with the free 5-pound scale I got for trying Stamps.com. Get your free scale for the cost of shipping and handling at Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Where?
Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Now let's weigh that package.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.